Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. Tonight's story, we're going to do a Walt Disney, The 101 Dalmatians. Once there were 10 Dalmatian puppies. Pongo was the father, Purdy was their mother, and they all lived in a house in the city with two very, very nice people. One day, the puppies went out for a walk. A woman named Cruella was going by in her car. Cruella was a dog thief. As soon as she saw the puppies, she stopped to count them. 10, she cried. 10 Dalmatian puppies. I must have them. Two men worked for Cruella. Their names were Horace and Jasper. Horace was short, fat, and dumb. Jasper was tall, thin, and dumb. I want those puppies, she said. Get them. Tonight. That night, Jasper and Horace sneaked into the house where the Dalmatians lived. Everyone was asleep. They put the puppies in a big black bag. Then they climbed out the window. The puppies began to bark inside the bag. Pongo and Purdy woke up. The basket was empty. The puppies were gone. Where are the puppies? Cried Purdy. I don't know, said Pongo. Then Pongo had an idea. We will send a message to all the dogs in the city, he said. Maybe someone has seen our puppies. So Pongo sent a message. The message went from dog to dog. A howl, a growl, a yipe, and a yelp. Dalmatian puppies need your help. A bark, a wolf, a long bow wow. Find our puppies. Find them now. Soon all the dogs in the city were barking. In an old barn near the city, there lived a horse named Captain, a dog named Colonel, and a cat named Sergeant Tibbs. That night, they heard barking. It was coming from the city. It's a message, said the colonel. Someone is looking for the Dalmatian puppies. None here, sir, said Tibbs. Then they heard more barking. It was coming from a house down the road. Sounds like puppies, said the colonel. I believe you're right, sir, said Tibbs. Then we must go see if they are the Dalmatian puppies, said the colonel. Why do we have to do that? Asked the captain. Because of the message, said Tibbs. They marched down the road and up to the old house. The barking got louder and louder. How odd, said the colonel. There is a light in one of the windows. Why is that odd? Asked the captain. Because no one lives here, says Tibbs. They went into the window and peeked in. The room was filled with Dalmatian puppies. A man was holding a big black bag. It was filled with 10 more Dalmatian puppies. A woman in a fur coat was saying, Now I have 99 Dalmatian puppies. Tomorrow I will sell all of them to the circus and the three of us will be rich. The three animals raced back to the barn. Then the colonel sent a message, Calling all dogs! Every mutt and hound. The Dalmatian puppies have been found. A yip, a yelp, a sharp bow wow. Come and save them. Come right now. Soon the city dogs were barking again. At last the message came to Pongo and Purdy. The puppies have been found, cried Pongo. We must go and save them. And they jumped out the window. Pongo and Purdy ran through the city. The city dogs met them along the way. They told Pongo and Purdy how to get to the old barn. When the colonel saw them coming, he called, Are you looking for the Dalmatian puppies? Yes, they called back. Then follow us, said the colonel. They are in an old house down the road. So Pongo and Purdy followed the colonel, the captain, and Sergeant Tibbs. Pongo and Purdy went into the old house. They saw two men with their puppies. The two men saw them. "Well, look who's here," said Jasper. "Two big ones. We'll take care of them, won't we?" Pongo growled and leaped at Jasper. He bit into Jasper's jacket and pulled it over Jasper's head. Jasper could not see where he was going. Next, Tibbs leaped up into the air. "Meow!" screeched Tibbs. He landed on Horace's head. Horace was too scared to do anything. Then Purdy pulled the rug right out from under the two men. Jasper and Horace crashed on the floor. They were too surprised to move. "That takes care of them," says Purdy. "Now, where are our puppies?" "Here we are," called one puppy. "All 99 of us." 99 puppies?" cried Pongo. But there was no time to ask questions. Pongo and Purdy led all 99 puppies out of the house. They began to walk back to the city. Suddenly, they saw a woman in a car. It was Cruella.
"Somebody stop those dogs," she cried. "I have to sell them to the circus."
When Pongo and Purdy heard this, they hid the puppies in a shed. Cruella looked all around. "Now, where did those little spotted creeps go?" she said. Pongo and Purdy were scared. How could they get out? "Look, Mom," said one of the puppies. She was rolling in a pile of soot. "This is no time to play," said Purdy. "We have to think of a way to get out of here." Then Purdy thought of a way to get out. She told all the puppies to roll in the soot. Soon they were all covered with soot. Pongo and Purdy led the puppies outside. They went right past Cruella. Cruella paid no attention to them. She was looking for the white puppies with black spots, not gray puppies. They got into a truck that was parked outside. Just as the last puppy was getting in, Cruella cried, "Eek! Half of the puppies was gray, but half of the puppy was white with black spots." Just then the truck drove away. "Stop, stop," shouted Cruella. "Come back with my puppies." But the truck driver did not hear her. He was on his way to the city. And that is how the Dalmatians got home. The two nice people that lived in the house were very happy to see them. They were also a bit surprised their family had grown. Now there were Pongo and Purdy and 99 puppies. 101 Dalmatians in all. It was a good thing they were two very nice people. The end. That is the 101 Dalmatians, boys and girls. Have a good night and sleep tight. See you next time.